Welcome or welcome back to Rory's Truth. Your host, Rory. Hope everyone is having or has had a good day. As you can tell from the title, I'll be talking about my acceptance story from Hampton. It's a pretty interesting story, so please have a snack or a drink with you. So, as a lot of you listeners know, I'm currently a high school senior and I've been applying to colleges. As you can tell from the title, one of the colleges I applied to was Hampton University. It's an HBCU in Hampton, Virginia. Anyways, I applied back in November, as says optional, and a week after I applied, I get this email from someone in admissions saying that I need to submit a test score. I was a little confused because on the Common App, it says that submitting a test score is sometimes required, but I didn't think it would be an issue for me. Anyways, the person is like, yeah, you need a test score for ABCD reasons, and then a week later, I ask if I can withdraw my application. Admissions said thank you for informing us and that they will email me with an official statement of withdrawal. The next day rolls around and I get this email telling me that my request to withdraw my application has been processed and how I'm good to go and how nothing else is needed. I'm thinking, all right, cool, and thought it was the end of that. Almost a month goes by and I'm just chilling out and I get this congratulations email. And me being me, I check my email and it's from Hampton telling me that I've been admitted for the 2022 fall semester. When looking at that email, I was pretty shocked because I thought I had withdrawn from them and didn't think I was going to hear from them again. So for an entire week, I didn't tell anyone about my acceptance until a week later, only because I was waiting to see if it was a scam, and apparently not, because I was getting emails about like my Hampton email and emails about Admit Students Day. Let me know what you guys think about this story time, and let me know if anything like this has ever happened to you. That's a wrap on this episode. I know it was short, but I hope you enjoyed listening to the story. If you made it this far, thank you. Hope everyone listening has a fabulous day.